Burnout doesn't arrive with a warning siren. It creeps in silently, disguised as dedication, until suddenly you find yourself repeatedly asking the same question without remembering you've already asked it, just as Dr. Neha Sangwan experienced. This cognitive fog was her body's desperate attempt to get her attention after years of ignored signals. What makes burnout so insidious is how it manifests across every dimension of our lives. Physically, we experience chronic fatigue and increased illness. Mentally, creativity diminishes and concentration wavers. Emotionally, we become detached and cynical. Socially, relationships suffer as we withdraw. Spiritually, purpose and meaning fade away. While burnout was officially recognized by the World Health Organization in 2019 as an occupational phenomenon, its reach extends far beyond the workplace. Students, parents, retirees, and entrepreneurs all experience burnout from chronic stressors in various life domains. The common thread? We've normalized ignoring our body's warning signals, pushing through discomfort, and prioritizing external demands over internal needs. Most of us have been conditioned to override these signals, particularly when they conflict with expectations, whether our own or others. We've become masters at ignoring the whispers until they become shouts, often in the form of illness or breakdown. Recovery begins with recognizing these warning signs and acknowledging that something fundamental needs to change. Key insight: your body starts with whispers before it resorts to shouting. Learning to listen to the whispers is the first step toward preventing burnout. Your body functions like a GPS system, sending signals about your well-being through physical sensations. A racing heart before tough conversations, stomach knots when something feels wrong, or shoulder tension. Dr. Sangwan discovered this through her own throat constriction experience. Initially ignoring it, she later recognized it as her body warning that she was suppressing her authentic voice, which manifested earlier through jaw tension and shallow breathing. These bodily signals progress through three stages: everyday guidance, mild, brief; chronic depletion, moderate, sustained; and emergency breakdown, intense, prolonged. While we often cope rather than address root causes, chronic stress without recovery leads to energy depletion. Reconnecting with your body's wisdom begins with practices like diaphragmatic breathing and body scans. These build awareness of physical sensations and help interpret your body's guidance for life decisions. Key insight: physical sensations aren't random. They're meaningful data about your well-being that deserve attention. The adrenal glands and thyroid are vital stress regulators. Adrenals produce adrenaline for immediate fight or flight and cortisol for sustained stress response. During burnout, depleted cortisol leaves us vulnerable to even minor stressors. The thyroid manages metabolism through T3, active, and T4, inactive hormones. Stress can impair T4's conversion to essential T3. Thyroid issues affect 10% of people, mostly women, and often go undetected due to broad, normal ranges. Dr. Sangwan experienced this personally when prescribed an adrenal reset requiring consistent sleep cycles. Her hospital's resistance to stopping night calls led to her leaving physician partnership. Recovery means treating your body as an ally through nutrition, rest, and movement. Like an orchestra, one mistuned hormonal instrument affects the entire system. Healing requires harmonizing all elements. While most people understand nutrition's importance, they struggle with food choices, often trapped in exhaustion cycles. What we eat affects not just physical health, but mental, emotional, and spiritual well-being. As adults, we override natural hunger and fatigue signals to meet external demands, pushing our bodies into survival mode where healthy choices become harder. Three key items to eliminate: high fructose corn syrup, disrupts metabolism; trans fats, increases harmful cholesterol; and refined sugar, stresses adrenal glands. Focus instead on clean, whole foods: vegetables, fruits, whole grains, quality organic proteins, and healthy fats from fish, olives, coconut, and avocado. Dr. Sangwan's experience eliminating inflammatory foods like gluten and dairy improved her energy, sleep, and overall health, demonstrating how internal wisdom complements external knowledge. Key insight: your food choices are either medicine or poison. Each bite either builds or depletes your energy reserves. Sleep isn't a waste of time, but essential for healing and preventing burnout. Despite 50 to 70 million Americans suffering from sleep issues, it remains non-negotiable for physical repair, mental clarity, emotional processing, and spiritual connection. Sleep cycles last 90 to 120 minutes, combining NREM phases, N1 transitional, N2 organ repair, N3 deep sleep, with REM sleep for dreaming and emotional processing. Sleep deprivation disrupts this sequence, compromising immune function and emotional balance. Humans thrive on consistent sleep-wake schedules, aligned with natural light cycles. The 2017 Nobel Prize recognition of circadian rhythms confirmed sleep's crucial role in health. Better sleep requires morning sunlight exposure, daily exercise, morning-only caffeine, early dinners, emotional processing, and an optimized sleep environment. Most adults need 7 to 9 hours of quality sleep, with even 30 additional minutes improving well-being. A 10 to 14 day experiment with increased sleep typically enhances energy, mood, and cognitive function. Key insight: sleep isn't a luxury, it's a biological necessity. The quality of your waking hours depends directly on the quality of your sleep. Our bodies evolved for movement, yet modern life prioritizes mental work. Movement remains vital, boosting brain function, mood, and sleep through ATP breakdown, endorphins, and enhanced neurotransmitter activity. When burned out, people either avoid exercise or push too hard. The solution is finding consistent movement that brings joy rather than obligation. Sustainable movement should align with natural preferences, like childhood activities you enjoyed. Group exercise can add motivating social connections. Three key movement types support well-being: aerobic exercise for heart health, resistance training for strength, and flexibility work for mobility. Combining these in enjoyable ways creates an energizing, sustainable practice. Spiritual energy, your connection to meaning and purpose, fuels all other energy types. Burnout often begins with spiritual breaches, choices that contradict our values, depleting our reserves without replenishing them. What energizes you reveals what matters most. N.K. Chaudhary exemplifies this through Jaipur Rugs, where he transformed his industry by empowering marginalized women weavers through fair pay and education, impacting 40,000 women and their communities. Most people decide on autopilot. Outside-in decision-makers let circumstances control choices, while inside-out decision-makers navigate like sailboats, guided by values and self-trust. Dr. Sangwan's work with terminal patients shows that at life's end, people focus on love, impact, and regrets, never status or possessions. Burnout blocks life's joy, but tuning into our internal GPS offers the solution. In a culture celebrating exhaustion, choosing to honor your body's wisdom and align with your values becomes revolutionary. Your energy belongs to what truly matters, not external demands.